And good morning. It is 9:26. I am Jeff. This is The People Speak. We're going to be talking about the Marissa Cole Festival today with Nanette Campbell. But first, joining us this morning, we have Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm not bad. It doesn't do any good to complain anyway.
No. Absolutely. And there's not much to complain about recently.
Well, that's
true. The weather's been so nice. We hope it stays that way, and I know you do for the Cole Fest, too.
For no rain.
Yeah. And I hope it sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
We've got a lot of good lineup for our 40th anniversary.
All right. Well, Jeff, before I get going on what's new in menswear, every now and then I mention to your listeners about boxes that we have to give away. We've been getting in a lot of fall merchandise and back-to-school merchandise. So we've got a lot of boxes that are just great for storage or packaging or moving. And we never throw them away to a landfill. We always keep them in the back room. And periodically people come by looking for our boxes like that. So we got a room full. So we want your listeners who are in need of boxes to stop by and get them.
Okay.
Also, we're getting our back-to-school Sparta Bulldog merchandise. Yesterday, we got a bunch of short-sleeve tees as well as some hoodies. The hoodies might be a little warm for those first days of back-to-school, but the short-sleeve t-shirts sound good. We've got them in royal blue, gray, and black. And that already goes with the hats that we have, the jackets that we have, the shorts that we have, and the long-sleeve tees that we have. So we're well stocked for back to school for Sparta Bulldog. Our summer sale continues. Our Hager shorts are half price. They have the comfort waistband. We've got them in five colors, all the way from a 32 waist to 48 waist. Also, we have special groups of short sleeve shirts on sale at $11.99, $14.99, and $19.95. And we have some Levi denim shorts on sale. As long as they last, we still have a few left. So anybody in need of those, we hope they'll stop by and see us. And of course, with our tuxedos, it's that time of year when September and October are just jam full of weddings. And it's certainly true with us. Several of those weekends, we've got like 3 and 4 weddings. So it's just around the corner, September and October. So
true.
We'll be ready for it. And there's always room for more. So anybody making wedding plans, be sure to stop by and see our tuxedos at Hooker's Men's Store. So I'll let you talk about the Cole Fest now. I'll get out of your way, and it's all yours.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Robert, thanks for joining us.
You bet. We'll see you next week.
All right, Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. This is The People Speak, and again, we're going to be talking about the Cole Fest here with Nanette Campbell. And I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and just take this first break here, and we'll come back and we'll dive into this topic. And welcome back. This is The People Speak again. I'm Jeff. And as I mentioned, joining us in studio today, we have Nanette Campbell. And you're going to be talking about the Marissa Cole Fest, right?
I am. I'm excited about this year's 40th anniversary of the Marissa Cole Festival, which starts tomorrow, August 9th. And it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. It opens tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The park will be open from 5 p.m. to midnight on Friday. All of the food stands, the rides, will all open at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So the Marissa Fire Department, the Marissa Band Parents Organization both have great food choices for you. And then the Girl Scouts have an awesome lemonade shake-up stand that will all be open at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then we do have armbands all three nights. So for all of the rides, we'll have 12 to 14 great rides for young kids up to teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And the armbands are $20 this year, but that's unlimited rides all night. So you'll buy a different armband for Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, but great opportunity to have unlimited rides. The sorority of Marissa will have a cornhole tournament that starts at 7 p.m. So registration, I would get there 15-30 minutes early to get registered. It is $10 a person or $20 a team to participate in the cornhole cornhole tournament. Sorry about that. And the big entertainment tomorrow night is our truck pull. So this is the third year we've brought back the truck pulls. They will start at 7 p.m. So anybody that's wanting to get into the truck pull, registration for that begins at 5 p.m. tomorrow mm-hmm. night. So that's going to be a lot of good family entertainment. There's no fee to bring your family. Come watch the truck pulls. They'll start at 7. They'll last a couple hours. We have a band starting at 8 p.m. on the main stage. We have Bloodshot Red tomorrow night. So that'll be a good dance opportunity. And they will play to midnight. So all the stands will stay open to midnight as long as we have crowds going on. So plenty of opportunity for fun things tomorrow evening at the Cole Festival.
Sounds like it. Sounds like there's, I mean, you can't say there's nothing to do.
Yeah. If you can't find something to do at the Cole Festival this year, yeah, plenty of things. We've added a lot of new things, though. So bringing the Cole Festival back to August, the last few years it's been in June. So I'm hoping everybody's paying attention to the banners at the four-way stop and realizing it is this coming weekend in August.
Now, it used to be in August, right?
It was originally in August. It was started out the second weekend in August, and about 5 years ago, they moved it to early June, and now the Cole Festival Committee has moved it back to August in hopes to get all that back to school stuff, like kind of the end of summer family event going on, and it's also going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so the parade will be on Sunday, which allowed us the opportunity to have a full day Saturday at the park. So Saturday is chocked full of great family fun, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. So anybody that's got children, they need to bring them to the park. We've got the kiddie tractor pull. That will begin at 10. But, of course, registration will be about 30 minutes prior. So at 9:30, get your kids registered for the kiddie tractor pull. They'll pedal the tractor, and the FFA alumni in Marissa sponsors that, so there'll be trophies for the kids and ice cream for all the participants. The FFA does a great job with that tractor pull.
Those are always fun to watch.
It is fun to watch those little ones. They get so excited. Also going on at 10 a.m. will be the Touch-A-Truck event. So if nobody's done the Touch-A-Truck, there are so many opportunities for kids to get up close and personal to the fire truck, ambulances. MedStar is bringing in the helicopter again this year, so that will land by 10 a.m. and the kids really get to get in and climb on these equipments. But there will be a combine, a tractor, motorcycle, the police cars, so many fun things for the kids. Probably 15 to 20 different vehicles and farm equipment that the kids will just touch a truck. That's the name of the event. They'll be able to touch it, climb on it, and a lot of kids don't see farm equipment or maybe don't see a fire truck up close. This is their chance to climb in the we'll have a semi truck there, so a tow truck I believe is coming this year, so lots of opportunity to have, for kids to have fun. Also starting at 10 a.m. for the adults, we have the car show this year that Lee Sen has been putting together for us. So we're hoping to have up to 40 cars in participating. So if you want to come out and see all the hot rods and the antique cars, they will be there from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We will be giving out the Elite 12 awards for that. So the top 12 out of those cars will all be getting awards. Looking forward to that event as well. The other thing that we've added to our Saturday lineup after Touch-A-Truck ends at noon, we have this bubble van coming. So have you ever heard of the bubble van,
no,
Jeff?
No, I haven't.
So the bubble van is this 70s retro hippie van. It will come into the park. It will be playing some nice kids' bop music and blowing bubbles out for the kids to dance in a field of bubbles. So looking forward to that activity for the kids as well. So we have lots of great family activities coming up. Once the afternoon gets into play, of course, all the food stands, the lemonade stand, will all open up at 11 a.m. So even if you don't want to participate in Touch Truck or the car show or watch that bubble van activity, come down and get some lunch from the fire department, the band organization, and the Girl Scouts. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't know if you're all aware, but the American Legion is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. So, and to salute to them, the Girl Scouts are going to do a flag retirement ceremony at 1 o'clock. That will also take place on the main band stage area. So anybody looking, if you've never done a flag retirement ceremony, it is really a somber event that is really heartwarming, and it just touches you a lot. So that's coming up at 1 o'clock for all age levels. Following the flag retirement ceremony, we do have our local Fred Lewis, who is involved in NASA experiments and very interested in space stuff. And our local Cassie Campbell got her Girl Scout Gold Award by doing a meteorite presentation on the Tilden meteorite. So I don't know who's all familiar out there in the listening area about the Tilden meteorite, but it fell in Tilden and Marissa in 1927. And because of that, the Marissa mascot is now the Marissa Meteors. So if you'd like to hear all about the Tilden meteorite story, that's going to happen at 2 o'clock on Saturday at the park. And that's going to have lots of interesting facts and fun facts about meteors and the Tilden meteorite. Also in the afternoon, we do have music starting in the park at 3 o'clock. We've got Ken and the Mike Duo from 3 to 6. And then armbands will again open up again at 6 o'clock that night. We will have bingo sponsored by the Marissa Chamber. The bingo will be cash games this year from 6 to 10 on Saturday night. And then the sorority will do a washer tournament at 7 p.m. So lots of fun events scheduled for Saturday night. So with the music going, the rides going, the bingo, the washer tournament, and then at 8 o'clock, the main band that night will be Monolithic. So another great band for our area. And the thing that we're really excited about for Saturday night is we're going to end the night with fireworks. So everybody should come out at dark to watch the big fireworks display that was sponsored by Waste Management and the Village of Marissa.
I'll tell you what, before we get into Sunday, let's leave them thinking about it for a little bit here, and then we'll come back and talk about what's coming up on Sunday at the Marissa Cole Festival. You're listening to The People Speak. We'll be right back. And welcome back. We got about 6.5 minutes to go here in the program today. We're talking with Nanette Campbell, talking about the Marissa Cole Festival, which will be coming right up here.
It is getting ready to start tomorrow, so everything opens at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So we have talked about Friday and Saturday, so wrapping things up on Sunday. The parade is going to be lots of floats and new things in our parade this year, too. It will start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so get down there early. It will go from the Marissa High School down Main Street all the way to the park. So our theme this year is Glory Days. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Call Festival and the 100th anniversary of the American Legion. So Glory Days is to cover both of those big events for us. After the parade, the Marissa High School Band will perform in the park at the bandstand, followed by the Shriners Band and the Bud Light Brigade Band. So lots of opportunity again for music and a variety of music. The rides will again open at 6 o'clock, so plenty of opportunity to get another armband and ride until 10 p.m. So the park will stay open to midnight on Friday and Saturday, but it will close at 10 o'clock on Sunday. We do have a queen coronation that will be at 8 p.m., so we will crown a queen, a prince, and a princess this year. So come out for the parade, stay for the bands, watch the coronation, and all of those food stands will again be open from the Marissa Fire Department, the Marissa Band Parents Organizations, and the Girl Scout Lemonade Shake-Up Stand. We are going to add cappuccino to the lemonade stand this year. So always adding something new, improving, adding on to the event. We do have a band that will play from 6 to 10, which is Short Mist, on Sunday night as well. So starting right after the parade to 10 o'clock, there will be a great variety of musics and bands to listen to. Bring your lawn chair, sit on the bleachers. Lots of activity. I would like to give a big shout out, Jeff, to the sponsors this year of the Marissa Coal Festival. So we do have some great coal mines in our area, always wanting to support Illinois coal. So a huge thank you to Gateway North Peabody Energy, as well as Nighthawk Mine. And the Alberta Hamilton Charitable Trust Fund has been a great provider to the Coal Fest and all local organizations in Marissa. And a huge shout out also to our local Prairie State Generating Company. Those four sponsors have definitely made this event happen, along with all of the great supporters from the Coal Fest Committee and the Marissa Township and Marissa Village. Everybody has been so helpful to get this event in process.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking over, you've got a Facebook page up too.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jeff, for saying that. So all of these events are listed on our Facebook page. So please go out there, like us on Facebook, and it will have all of the calendar of events for the weekend.
Okay. One thing I noticed on here is a royalty reunion.
Yes, so all of the past queens, prince, and princesses have all been invited back to celebrate this anniversary. We do have a float for them to ride on. So if you've not already contacted us and you are out there listening and you are have ever been crowned queen, prince, or princess, please contact us via Facebook. Reach out to myself, Danette Campbell, or Debbie Smith and Marissa, and we will get you on that float. Or just show up between 2 and 2:30 at the Marissa High School where the parade begins, and we'll be happy to direct you to your float. We do have a float for the Royal Retired Court, for sure.
So that'll be kind of neat for them, too, as far as the public to see them now. You
it's
know.
Going to be a great reunion for everybody.
I'm looking here on the truck pool. You got it's going to have some classes. It's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 classes. So.
5 classes, yes, sir.
The factory stock, the super stock, two-wheel drive, super stock, four-wheel drive, the work stock diesel, and the true stock turbo diesel, which I don't totally understand all those, but I'm sure.
I like to watch the truck pulls, but I don't know the terminology either. But I do know it's a fun event for those pulling their trucks. They put in a lot of work and time, and for those in the stand watching that event, mm-hmm. it's a fun time for everybody.
It is, and some of those really get going, and
they're pretty impressive out there, that's for sure.
So I got a little over a minute left in that. Just I guess kind of recap some of the highlights of it.
Sure. So Friday night, we've got those truck pulls starting at 7. That is a free event for families wanting to bring their family down to the park. So come watch the truck pulls. Saturday night at dark, there will be the fireworks show. And then Sunday, the parade starting at 3 o'clock. And then ending with our queen coronation at 8 p.m. at the park. Live entertainment every day. Saturday is going to be chocked full of family fun for kids of all ages starting at 10 a.m. to midnight. So please come out and join us.
All right. And musical entertainment on Friday night is Bloodshot Red, and then Monolithic on Saturday night. So
followed by music. Short Mist on Sunday, too. Short we got Mist Short Mist Sunday night. Lots of music entertainment over the weekend.
Just a fun time to get out and enjoy the end of summer.
The end of summer. So do please come out and join us for our 40th anniversary. You know, it's such a big community event, these small town picnics. It's a lot of work and time that goes into them. And I certainly don't want it to be a thing of the past. So we're hoping to revive it, and have a good turnout, right, and a good crowd. So please come to the Marissa Coal Festival and enjoy our celebration with us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you being on the committee and that, it is a lot of work to put these together.
As soon as one ends, you start on the next year's. And this being a special year, I think we're going to have a big bang with that, with the fireworks and everything that we've added. So I expect a great weekend, and I'm hoping for a good turnout.
All right, Nanette, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff. And I appreciate you letting us.
We'll encourage everyone to come out and enjoy the Marissa Coal Festival this weekend. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.